Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back.
I can see the red.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Daniel, by the way. That's pretty, I think it's his second or third song in America, way back from the Wayback Machine. Did I say my name? I think I did. Jim Blasingame, I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for all the good things and the bad things that happen here, the chaos and the mayhem. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And people are still buying my third book. The Age of the Customer, they're still buying it. It's 5 years old, and they're still eating it. They're still taking it to heart. So check that out, too, while you're there. Folks, it's just you and me. One more segment. I got a little bit more I want to say. I was talking in the previous segment about your bankability and what that tells you about your sustainability. You know, when you think about getting money from someone in a loan, you have to think underwriting. Think of the word underwriting. And what that means is a set of standards that are established that create indicators that tell the lender whether this loan can be made or not. And if it can be made, what rate to charge, what kind of terms to offer. So if you're a business that is not bankable, as I talked in the last segment, your credit score is not as good as it needs to be, you can't present adequate financial records, your business is new, there's some question about whether you even are viable, the bank, those are all indicators that are aggregated into a decision, an underwriting decision, to whether to loan you the money. And there's some in local banks and community banks and credit unions, there's some character. There's a character level. Big banks don't have that because they don't. They just don't. They use credit scoring. They let the computer make all the decisions, but for small banks, community banks, and credit unions, they allow for character. Meaning, if they believe you, if they believe that you're an honorable person, you've demonstrated that you pay your bills, even though you have you struggle every day a little bit with say cash flow, they might make you a smaller loan. But here's what they're going to do: they're going to charge you more interest. So think about the approval process. First thing that has to happen is, are you bankable? If you're not, then they just say no. If you are, they might say, yes, we're going to make you this loan, and here's the interest rate. Now, it's always going to be on Main Street, these Main Street loans, not FinTech and not MCA, not the Merchant Cash Advance, but on Main Street, the community banks and credit unions. They're going to say, okay, their rate that they ask you, that they offer you, is going to be based on the prime rate, which the Fed sets. So let's say the Fed's prime rate is 3%. I'm just going to use that number. I think it's less than that now, but let's just say it's 3%. So your rate is going to be on top of that. So the Fed rate is what banks borrow from the Fed. So they borrow money at 3%, let's say, from the Fed. Well, they've got to make a margin, like you have to make a profit margin, so they add that on. What if you're a great customer, you might pay prime plus one. If you're really bankable, you got a beautiful balance sheet, you might be prime plus one, maybe prime plus two. Well, the less bankable you are, so to speak, the closer you are to not being bankable, where they say, yeah, okay, we'll make you the loan, then you might be prime plus four, five, or the dreaded prime plus six. It might be that. They might charge you a lot. And they might put you on a really short leash with regard to paying things back. You know, if you miss one payment, if you're late with one payment, they call the loan. So those are all part of the underwriting process. And your goal as a small business, let's just say that you're in those categories of some, you're on the continuum of being bankable, but you're in the very risky part where they just barely decided to let you the loan and they're going to charge you a lot of money for the terms. Your goal is to perform. Your goal is to husband and shepherd and take care of that relationship with that bank like it was your life. And make sure you dot every I, you dot cross every T, and you make every payment on time. And if you can make it early, you make it early. Your goal is to, a year from now, have a record of excellent performance. Now, guess what? The next time you go back for a loan, now maybe you're not prime plus 6, but prime plus 5. And maybe they don't say anything about some covenants about how, you know, missing a payment or whatever. And eventually, over the maybe 4 or 5 years, your company grows. You've got a stronger balance sheet. Your cash flow is better. You know what you're doing. They can see that. You've got 5 years of great performance. Now you're exceedingly bankable, and your rate goes down. This is what you've got to do, folks. And I'm telling you this because this is what I had to do. I was unbankable once upon a time. And I, over the years, I worked really hard and I did everything I just told you to do. And I became very bankable. It's a great feeling. You can do it. But only if you're bankable.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.